Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 5th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Fillion. Here, as always, with my co-host, the Alpha to my Omega, Antoine Bergeron.
Now that I like better, you get a title too.
How are you this week, Antoine?
I'm pretty good. It's a lot less stressful. No more tournament rush preparation to do.
But as they said on the, what is that? The Hard 7 guys did a podcast. They talked about how you were a veteran of tournament running and how a small 16-man tournament wouldn't cause you any stress. And I laughed.
Well, it's true. I wasn't stressed about running, even. It's about all the prep before.
Yeah.
Like finishing terrain and stuff like that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think you have my terrain from the event, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I don't have your map. Steve, have your
no,
map?
No, Steve has I the map, and I think you have the terrain. No problem. It's not like it's a lot. Just yeah. Curious.
And all that could have been left out of the recording.
It could have been, but, you know, hey, what the hell. All right, so let's get the show started, and we will go right to events. And no Talktoberfest to talk about this week, but nope. We have another event coming up that's being run by you and your team of astute colleagues, also known as Yom and Guillaume. Steve and I, and that's Chaos of Zik on yes. April 22nd and 23rd in 2017.
And you just mentioned a small I at the end. Yeah, you're part of the team this time.
Yay!
So it's a joint operation between Geeks of the North and Club Chaos, which all in all have three of the same members in each. So,
well, I'm sure we could make Papa Guillaume honorary member of Geeks of the North. We just have to get him on
and
for
we
a show.
We could just call one name instead.
It's all good.
Yeah, so we've just announced our annual event. Usually we run it in October. We have decided to postpone it to spring next year. So it will be held on the April 22nd and 23rd. It's still at the Long Point military base in Montreal. We will be running in conjunction with the Figurine Québec painting contest run by the Figurine Québec group, which is who are run mostly by Mathieu Fontaine. It's the old
Indie Open Painting show. Competition?
Yeah, there was. I was looking for the name, but I'm drawing a blank on it. Indie Show, maybe, I think.
Yes.
So it's a big two-day event with a bunch of tournaments. We just announced it. There's nothing set in stone yet. We will be having War Machine and Ords. Most probably the team event. We don't know about the second event yet. We will be having Blood Bowl this year, which is new. We're nice. Trying to have Bolt Action. We will be having Guild Ball. I'll make sure of that. We're also looking for adding Infinity because the local War Core has stepped down and there's a new one getting into the seat. So we need to make contact with him. And I think that's about it for what's been all mostly confirmed. So right now we're still looking for people to help run any Game Workshop related events. The reason we don't have any, contrary to the past, is that the main organizer, Dominique Carrette from Norton Defender, has moved. So we lost our main support on the GW side. So we're still looking for volunteers and helpers to run an event either for 40K, Age of Sigmar, or even Kings of War or Night Age. Anything you want to propose, we're open to have it during the weekend. And not nice. Just Game Workshop, any games. As long as you make sure you can bring enough people to make it worth it.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, if you're going to have a two-man tournament, you know, it's probably not going to happen.
No. But anything from eight people, we're fine. We have the space, we can make it work. So if anybody is interested, you can go to the Chaosletic website at chaosletic.net. We'll have a link into the channel because it's not something that sounds right in English, I think.
Yeah.
And there's also a Facebook event to remember and get all the updates.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's it for events this week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into the news. And first on the list this week is, and of course, we're doing non-crowdfunding first. And first up is Black Sun Miniatures. They have a couple releases. They have the She-Orc, which is just wow. And then the Dragon Huntress, which is wow.
And when you mean wow, it's... it's well, yeah, there's awe one. And also wow inspired.
Yeah, there's definitely the aesthetic is very World of Warcraft. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
I mean, the proportions are not World of Warcraft, right? These are long and lanky orcs, not the kind of stocky, brutal looking ones. But like the features and stuff, and the style of the armor and the style of the weaponry definitely looks World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but it's a female too, so
yeah.
If they had a male, it might be all burly.
Well, the females are still fairly burly in World of Warcraft.
Oh, I couldn't say.
The female orcs, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like them both. I prefer the Dragon Huntress. I really like the pose.
Yeah, the pose is awesome. And the hair, the facial expression on the sculpts. It's important to mention these are also larger models.
Yeah, they are both are 75 millimeter scale.
Yeah.
And cast and resin. So they're pretty big kits running at 35 and 40 pounds, respectively.
So it's about $70, $75 for the more expensive one?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I think their pounds slipped a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It did. And the shipping is not too bad. It's for Canada and USA, it's £6.
Ah, oh, very reasonable. But yeah, these are gorgeous pieces. If you're looking for something for, you know, something larger scaled to paint, this is something definitely worth looking at. And of course, they have a varied selection of models as well that are not these two, in that same scale.
Oh yeah, for sure. And there's a male orc coming soon. It's not on pre-order or on the website yet, but I've seen one on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, they have a gorgeous not Conan figure.
The one with the maiden?
Yeah, the one with the maiden over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And the Savage Beauty figure is also very nice. There's just a lot of nice stuff out there. Yeah,
all their stuff is really cool.
Yeah,
they do 75, but they also do 35 and busts.
Nice.
So for anybody who likes painting, it's a really nice resource to look into.
All right. Next up, Cartoon Miniatures. September releases. What do we got from Cartoon Miniatures?
So they have two releases in their Tale Brotherhood series. They are anthropomorphized fantasy miniatures. So, and like all the rodents. Rodents? Rodents?
Rodents.
Rodents. Okay. The first one is Amsterdy, which is Amster Gimli. And the second one is Lego Mouse, which is... Mouse Legolas.
Yeah.
So we have those two. There's a couple of chibi warriors, a Templar and a Totemic Master. And the last one is Sharky Pirate, which is a big anthropomorphized like shark brawler. All of those are in 40 millimeter scale. So pretty big, but still...
But still small?
Because their chibis are smaller models. So the...
Yeah, the actual overall size of the model is not that big.
Their scale is big, but the size of the model is not that big. Except for the shark. The shark is a big one. Is a big one.
Right. All right.
And the detail level is pretty good.
Oh, the detail level is excellent.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the two chibi model, their expression or the faces, it's really caricatural more than round chibi like a Super Dungeon Explorer, let's say. It's more like a cartoonist would have done or a street artist would have done.
Yeah.
For the faces.
Actually, street artist is exactly the right term. that kind of over-exaggerated, super long, giant chin, small eyes.
Yeah,
small,
exactly.
No, it's totally like a street artist caricature.
But the two rodents and the pirate, I like. It's just the two chibi that get me less. Yeah.
I have to say that the rodents are, well, rodents. But the chibi with the banner, mm-hmm. I think, is definitely more interesting of the two.
Yes.
Just in terms of detail level. But yeah, I agree. The look doesn't necessarily grab me. But I can see a lot of people liking that. All right. Next up, Cool Mini or Not, Dark Age releases.
So they have three sets of minis this month. X-Shell, the Shard Slaves, and Kotlanak. Two of those, the X-Shell and the last one, are for the Kukulkani. And the Shard Slaves are... What's their name?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, the Elemental guy. They have different clans.
Yeah, them.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, them, like you say.
We're doing the CNN version of the show tonight.
Yeah. I really like the Kotlanak. They are like crystal snakes, maybe?
Yeah, they're rock some snakes, sort of
something like that.
Yeah, elemental-looking worm, like... And they look, well, the way they're painted, they actually look metal, not rock. Mm-hmm. Or like they're armored or something. I don't know.
Well, like anything looks right now. Yeah, from that studio. But at least they don't look super shiny. They look old and rusted.
That's true.
For once.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the current aesthetic for a Dark Age. I know it's not usually something we discuss in the news show, but I think it's strange the way the direction they're taking it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Next up. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Red Republic Games. Valen for Arena Rex.
Oh, it's pretty simple. It's a Northern Warrior, like probably a Gaelic or something like that. And yep. He was conscripted into the Imperial Army and find the regular army life boring. So got himself into the Legio 13, which are the special gladiatorial legion. And got himself into the gladiatorial life. It's a nice model. Not re-armored. It looks like a Northerner, not like your typical Roman legionnaire, Roman gladiator.
Yeah. Well, he does, if you use the alternate head with the mask,
mm-hmm.
he looks much more traditional Roman gladiator.
Yes, for sure.
But as always, gorgeous sculpts. These guys, I mean, it's amazing that their game hasn't caught on more than it has, though I think it's really growing. Every you know, every person I hear that talks that's tried the game talks about it so favorably.
Yes.
I'm really thinking these guys are going to become big in a couple of years. They just didn't, you know, they kind of make me think of Steamforged, right? Steamforged caught on right at the beginning with that, and they had that meteoric rise.
Yeah.
That we're still seeing right now. And I think these guys are more of a slow burn, but when it catches, I think it's going to do the same thing. I think it's going to skyrocket. And when that happens, they're going to have so many models released. It's really going to... It's going to go well for them. Because that's one of the problems with any new game that catches on. So if they don't have enough of a base of models, it makes it really tough for them to sell and to grow. So I think it's going to be...
And people can get bored before new stuff come out.
Exactly. So I think Red Republic's going to have something really, really good on their hands when the time comes. All right. Next up, Mom Miniatures, new releases.
A bunch of dwarves. Really cool looking dwarf. So there's an engineer, a squad of ranger, a cannon crew. And now out of the dwarf territory, there's a small, like 10, small temple, maybe? Temple.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of maybe observation post or top of a mountain.
And also like a common unit or a common group of albergeers for elves.
It seems funny. Dwarf, elf.
Yeah. The rangers look especially good. The dwarven rangers.
Is that the guys with the crossbows? Yeah. Yes.
They're my favorite release of the bunch.
Yeah, they do look nice. These are all resin, right? Yeah.
Yes.
No, they do look good. The engineer looks pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't look bad. I just... If I had to pick one group in the lot, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I hear you. All right. Next in line. Spellcrow miniatures. Wood elves, young axemen.
This is a group of 5 metal models. It's 5 elves, not armored, so maybe more like ranger or... They wear leather tunic, and they have each one an axe. So the title is pretty fitting. They are not that detailed. The sculpting is fine. It's sharp. But the model are a bit boring, I think. But they are rank and file.
I'm not
going to
disagree with you. They look like a modernized version of traditional GW models.
Yeah.
Like if someone was to resculpt, let's say, the High Elf Fantasy Spearmen today, and they're going to make them wear the exact same clothes but use modern sculpting techniques, this is what we'd get. Right? Very simple, very clean, not a lot going on in the model, but it's well, you know, it's a clean sculpt, it's a, you know, a clean cast, but there's just not a lot of detail to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not so much the quality of the model, so much the amount of effort that went into the sculpting, I think.
Yeah. Anyway. The amount of detail. Not sharpness, but just extra detail. There's none. They have their tunic, they have...
A belt and another belt across their chest, and that's it.
That's it, yeah. At least they're different pose enough, but... Even then, they all look a bit similar, like running forward.
So. Yeah, some of the poses are strange, too. Like that one guy that looks like he might be falling out of the sky with his axe. And the picture is the guy on the right-hand side.
Yeah, yeah.
The pose is very strange. The guy on the far left is also very strangely posed. I think maybe it's just the angle. I think so. Anyway. It's not the best thing we've seen from Spellcrow, but still something interesting. And last in our non-crowdfunding stuff, Warlord Games, the Hollywood Tiger for bolt action.
So I didn't know that before today because I'm not that big into World War II and any movies about it. So there's not a lot of the big Tiger tanks left. In fact, I think the Blur mentioned only one really working right now. So it's not enough to do any movies or anything like that when you don't use just pure CGI. So for a bunch of old movies, and one particular one called The Battle of Neretva, I think.
Yeah.
They disguised T-34 tanks to look like Tigers, so to make it more cost effective. And in this case, it's what we have. We have like a disguised tank instead of being the real Tiger, because Warlord Games do have a Tiger official model, and they look similar, but you can see that it's not exactly the same tank.
Yeah.
And to go with the Hollywood team, they even did a special booklet with heroes and vehicle with personalized team special rules to make it to give it an Hollywood flair.
Yeah.
As they say.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, you know, historical war gamers would go for that, but it's a neat idea. It's nice when you see companies, you know, doing some little tongue-in-cheek like that with a product. All right. So that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff, of which we have a few this week. And first up in that is Dark Art Studios, Devil's Dungeon, Nightmare Creatures.
This is a line of resin and metal 28 to 32 scale miniatures. In the name says it all. It's nightmare creatures, demons and devils and skeletons, undeads, all kind of bad stuff that can happen. And also some scenery to go with it. Just a bunch of different miniatures. It's not for game, it's for RPGs or to use in any other way you want.
And what are these sculpts? Are these metal? Yeah, metal casts.
It's a mix of metal and some resin, depending on what you, which model you get. Or which part there probably are, like the bigger one are probably cast in resin. Yeah, the monsters are cast in resin.
Yeah. In fact, you scroll through the Kickstarter, you'll see some pictures of the molds and guys on the sprue and you know, the big resin, probably a dragon or whatever, still in the mold. So neat sculpts. I kind of like the aesthetics. The aesthetics, their gremlins look cool.
Yeah, and in the unlocks, because they've unlocked some stuff, they have some tiles, like print and play tiles with the dungeon feel or demonic stuff on them, skulls and lava, anything you can find in the underworld. And there's also an MP3, five MP3s to download to have a background sound, background devil dungeon soundscape.
Nice. They've thought of everything. Right.
And the list goes on. They have a lot of stuff planned if the Kickstarter goes forward enough.
Okay, well, so right now this is fully funded. They were looking for 3,500 British pounds. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not fully funded. They're close. They're 125 pounds short right now. They're at 3,375 pounds. They have 26 days to go. So if they get the 125 pounds in the next 26 days, they'll be funded. So this will probably go into stretch goals.
I think so.
But, yeah. The Kickstarter will end on Monday, October 31st, 2016. Suivant next. Macrocosm, Dwarves at Arms. More dwarves, Antoine.
Yeah. I don't like them as much, but I like the concept. It's a series of dwarves, but in historical garbs. So they are dressed as medieval men-at-arms. With the complete auber and the tabards and triangular shields and spears and stuff like that. They look like a Norman soldier, but or even yeah. Some Templar, but in dwarf format.
Yeah, the sculpting is kind of old school looking.
Yes.
But the models are still, they've got kind of a...
They have personality, at least.
Yeah, exactly. And they're kind of nostalgic about them, right? Like, the way they look. They make me think of models that we would have had in the 90s. You know, playing D&D with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can totally see the draw. And there is quite a selection of stuff. They've got a ton of different models.
Yeah, one of the things they have, it's one of the unlocked they got to. Is a dwarf black knight with... multi-part that you can disassemble. If you think of the...
Monty Python Quest for the Holy Grail?
Exactly. So you have the dwarf, you can remove both arms and both legs of it.
Oh, these crazy Brits. Okay, so this Kickstarter, this one has fully funded, and I'm sure of it this time. So they were going for 2,000 British pounds. They're at 4,145 with 25 days left to go. So again, this is definitely... It's already in unlocks. The Kickstarter will end on October 30th, 2016. Next up, Corvus Corax Miniatures. Releases Corvus Corax Miniatures Reinforcements.
I like their tagline. It's possibly the best fantasy miniature range you didn't know existed. It's resin models at the 35mm scale. It's a bunch of line. They started in 2013. This is the third Kickstarter they're running for, just to add variety to it. They are aiming for later to have a tabletop game, a skirmish game that fits with the models, a small skirmish like 4 to 6 models. But this Kickstarter is to bring a bunch of different sculpts to the market. And like some are Japanese inspired or Asian inspired. Some are more strange, like the guy with the skull plate, skull breastplate, Villa or Dilla. I'm not too sure.
The one who I think is supposed to be the Punisher?
Yeah.
Because he's holding two knives.
A medieval version.
Yeah.
It's two pistols with knives.
Yeah. It's he's the Punisher, let's face
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do like the Anubis-looking figure with the spear and the shield.
Yes.
Shabrak, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm. It's not clear because the font used is not really legible.
Yeah, people need to think of these things when they're...
Especially the uppercase one.
Yeah. It's very stylish, practically unreadable. Oh. So, this Kickstarter is not in a particularly good place. I don't know what the currency is, because I don't know what the abbreviation is.
I think they're crowns. Swedish crown, something like that. I've checked okay. earlier, but I don't remember.
So their goal was 75,000. They're currently at 22,260, oh, with wow. only 4 days left to go.
It was a really short Kickstarter, because I think they started on September 29th, so it's not even... Oh, it was 10 days, maybe?
That seems strange. Wonder why they would do it like that. So
yeah, it's 10 days. Less than 10 days, yeah.
I don't know. So the Kickstarter has only 4 days left to go. Go check it out. There's some interesting sculpts. You want to back something neat? The Kickstarter will end on October 9th, 2016.
Yeah, if like you like it, go fast.
Yeah, exactly. No
you
time
don't
to
have
waste.
A lot of time.
It's 4 days by the time the show airs. Not a lot. All right. Next up is North Star Miniatures Forgotten Pacts.
So this is not a Kickstarter. It's what they call a Nickstarter. It's not the first time we talk about one of those. They had one for their Knolls in the plastic Knolls. So this time it's an expansion to do Frostgrave. Called the Forgotten Pacts, and the expansion is also tied with the release of Barbarians in hard plastic, so multi-parts Barbarians. And they call it a Kickstarter. It's a pre-order system, and with every pre-order added, they unlocked added stuff to it. So it's really the same as a Kickstarter, but they don't have to pay the 5% to Kickstarter to run it.
Exactly, they do it directly through their own website.
Yeah.
And those Barbarians look pretty cool.
Yes. It could be used in a bunch of different systems, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
They could make nice Marauders for fantasy if you're not into the Skull Everywhere team.
I just noticed something on their site, though. Someone might want to inform them what year it is.
Why?
Because this Kickstarter ends...
November 2015.
2015, November 1st.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good idea. Let's hope they hear that tomorrow.
It's funny what slips through sometimes.
Yeah. Cut and paste from the last campaign.
Yeah, later on it says November 2016, but yeah. Anyway. Fix that, guys. I don't have any dates for anything for that, eh? So
yeah, it ends on the November 1st.
November 1st, yeah. I just said it. Never mind. It's late and I'm tired.
Okay. And there's already a 13,000 pounds.
Yeah, I'm sure, like it's. I'm sure it's pledged and done. It's happening and it's all good. Well, it's pre-orders, so yeah. Like Frostgrave again, one of those games, meteoric rise to fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great way to use models you have kicking around the house that you don't know what to do with anymore for games that are discontinued or you're not playing. Frostgrave gives them a good home. All right. Next in line, Blackgate Miniatures. 10mm Fantasy Ogre Miniatures. Here we go with the 10mm stuff again.
This is the first product from Blackgate Miniatures. It's run by one of the guys that's hosting the Warhammer podcast, Warmaster podcast. I've referenced to you earlier. So they were finding that there was a big gap into available 10mm fantasy miniatures, and it was for ogres. There's almost no way to get an ogre army playable. So they decided to fix that themselves and started hiring a sculptor, and they decided to run a Kickstarter themselves and get that available.
Yeah, so the sculpts look pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. For 10mm stuff, they're pretty good.
I never realized ogres were three-fingered.
Four.
No.
No?
They're three-fingered in the artwork. And they're three-fingered on the models. Three fingers and a thumb.
So it's four-finger when you have three and a thumb? No?
Thumb's not a finger.
Oh, yeah. In French, it is.
In English, the thumb is not a finger. You have four fingers and a thumb.
Okay. I've never heard that in French. It's always cinq doigts. So, translating five fingers.
We say five-fingered in English.
Okay. But
technically, the thumb is not a finger.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I agree. Wow. You have one less finger than humans.
Off topic. Completely, wow. Even for us. Okay. So,
I do agree. One less finger.
So, but yeah, cool looking. And I think an army of these would look awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they plan, depending on how the funding go, if it goes high enough, they will release everything that's needed to play an ogre army. So they'll have mammoth riders and heavier armored ogres, not dwarf. We talked too much about dwarf today. So they'll have every kind of character needed, every kind of unit needed for Warmaster. But they are also planning to release other armies if this goes well and have their own rule set later.
That's really nice, too. I mean, the pledges are really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So one of 32 the big pounds gets you 4 units?
Yeah.
Of and warriors,
4 units of warriors. A unit is
9 models.
3 stands of 3 models each. So 9 models for one unit. So 4 units, that's 36 models for 32 pounds. Sure, they're 10mm, but they're 10mm ogres.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good deal. And they've got 9 sculpts.
For the basic troopers, yeah.
Yeah, which is really nice, because I don't think GW ever had that for anything for Master.
No, Warmaster, you had two different stands, or 3 different stands max. Yeah. So that's one of the big reasons for their funding goal being so high. It's costed that a lot to get 9 individual sculpts just for the basic unit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because on their own podcast, they talk a bit more about that and why they decided the price and stuff like that. Not the price, but the price. And I completely see why they chose that point level.
Yeah, no, I think I think it looks good. So right now, they wanted 1,000 pounds. They're at 910 pounds pledged with 28 days to go. So this is fully funded. You know, they're 80 pounds short. The Kickstarter runs until November 2nd, 2016. And I can only assume that they're going to do some unlocks as more money comes in the next month. So and there is some really awesome concept art. So yeah, if 10mm ogres are your thing, go check this out. Next in line is the Fossey Punk Foundry Soriana 54mm miniatures game.
Yeah, and that's another mistake. You mentioned the wrong date. The company misspelled their own name in Kickstarter. It's Fossil Punk.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought you meant I made a mistake. I'm like, no, it says Fossil Punk.
No, the company made it.
The company's name is Fossil Punk.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, you're right. That's...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, this is the guy, the...
The Rhinophile.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we mentioned that model, I think...
2 weeks ago?
Two or three weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, so this is a Kickstarter for... Not for that model, because the model is already released, but for a game going with the model. So it's a big scale, 54 millimeter scale war game. It's going to be like a skirmish game. And it's an alternate 19th century game with a dinosaur explorer adventure. So like Lost in Time, is that the name of the movie in English? Like the Conan Doyle stories.
Like the Land of the Lost stuff?
Yeah. Think that with steampunk added to it.
With steampunk added to it? Why not? Everything's steampunk nowadays, right? Just throw some steampunk in, it'll sell. All right.
Steampunk and dinosaurs.
So it's for the rule set for...
Mostly the rule sets, but they have other plates for miniatures also. However, the only thing that's a bit sad about the Kickstarter right now is you only have sculpts for two models, the Rhinophile, which is already out, and one of their dinosaur. So everything else is either at the sketch level or just the name level.
Yeah, TBA.
Yeah. We see a bunch of names, but we don't even have sketch for most of those.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. So they were looking for $9,000. They're at $1,449. There's 26 days left to go. So the Kickstarter will run until October 31st, 2016. So there's still plenty of time to make this happen. Definitely worth checking out just for the Rhinophile, if nothing else, because he's an amazing fig.
Yes. And there is an alternate one available in the Kickstarter with a different pose.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize that. I must have missed it. All right. And last this week... Warplock Miniatures, Ark World, Troubles in the North.
It's Troubles in the North is an expansion to the Ark World games, their uh-huh. first expansion. It's raising three new factions, if I remember correctly, and a bunch of models for the other existing faction previously, as well as new monsters and character heroes, all with a Norton Winter team to go in the game. So, we don't know if it's, again, a Frostgrave influence. Because yeah. it's a lot of models just to have a Frostgrave influence into an existing team. But still, more winter. So, if you're a Frostgrave player and don't want to play Ark World, you'll have a bunch of winter team models to pick in anyway.
Yeah, it's an interesting aesthetic, eh? Because it's not traditional.
Nope.
I mean, skeletons look like skeletons, so don't get me wrong here, but like their little fire elementals and their goblins and stuff, they have a bit of a different look. So it's a neat idea. All right. And this, let's see, got some information about this. Wow. So this is totally backed. So they were looking for 5,000 British pounds. They're at 12,039 pounds already. 182 backers with 26 days left to go. So we're definitely going to see some more stretch goals out of this at this rate.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And this Kickstarter will run until October 31st, 2016. And I think that's a show, Antoine.
Yep, it is. A long one.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, we had a lot to cover.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks. Anyway, so thanks everyone for listening. And Antoine, I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com.
See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.